Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio, hosted by serial entrepreneur Denise Griffiths. Denise offers a full menu of on-the-web services for all your online needs. Denise and her team of virtual assistants can help manage your online business, including social media channels, blogs, web portals, and more. YourOfficeOnTheWeb.com is a comprehensive resource to help you combine the power of your brand, your connections, and innovative ideas to develop a full online strategy that can guarantee a strong profitable impact on your business.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio. I'm your host, Denise Griffiths, and each week, each Friday, I am honored to share the microphone with truly interesting people. These are people who are entrepreneurs, authors, speakers. They can be virtual assistants, web developers, small business owners. They are people who have wonderful stories to share about their journey, about their knowledge, and they are excited to freely share their business wisdom tips and their actionable advice. In short, they are willing to help us shorten our learning curve as we navigate the know, like, and trust economy. And today I welcome John Nemo to the podcast. Now, I'm excited about this. John Nemo is a best-selling author and LinkedIn trainer. Anybody who is online these days, and I'm assuming that everybody listening to this podcast is online at some level, understands that you really need to be on LinkedIn. So he is going to talk to us about that today, and I can't wait. But since 2012, he has helped hundreds of small business owners, coaches, consultants, trainers, sales and business development executives use LinkedIn to generate more sales, more leads, more clients, and more revenue. And prior to opening his full-time LinkedIn training company, John worked as an award-winning PR professional, social media consultant, and reporter for the Associated Press and other news outlets. He is also the author of 8 books, and his most recent book is Fired Up, Ignite Your Passion, Love Your Work, Live Your Legacy, which was published in late 2014. And you can also get a free copy of his best-selling book, LinkedIn Riches, by going to his website, linkedinriches.com. And by the way, John also offers a free webinar covering his best LinkedIn systems, I can do this, and lead generation strategies. You can sign up for his free webinar online at linkedinriches.com/join. Man, I'm going to need more coffee. Good morning, John, and welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Denise. Excited to be here.
Well, and you know, people who will be listening later on, you know, when this is available for download, don't understand that today is Christmas Eve Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. The next day is Christmas.
It's
and
unbelievable.
You're spending the holiday. I know this year has been insanely fast, but I really thank you for spending a little bit of your holiday with me. It's much, much appreciated.
Oh, of course. LinkedIn is the gift that keeps on giving, Denise. Come on, right? I can always find time to talk about my passions. Yeah, no, this is great.
Go.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Well, listen, did I miss anything in the intro? Because I know you've got a lot to share.
No, that sounded really good. I'm impressed with that guy. So, no, you did a good job.
Yeah.
You made me sound great.
I was too.
You did miss, and I didn't put this in the bio, but I'm married. I have 3 wild young boys live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and am in a deep freeze, which is pretty normal for us this time of year. But love it. Love your show and love the idea, too, that we live in a time and an era where we can do whatever we want for a living and monetize it, right? And that's part of why LinkedIn, and we'll get into that in the call today, but this is just the greatest time ever to be alive, to be an entrepreneur, to be a business person, to do what you want to do, to work remotely. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into that today.
Listen, I could not agree with you more. I am a high-functioning introvert. In fact, I'm probably about 5 degrees away from becoming that crazy cat lady who sits on her porch in a rocking chair with a shotgun. I'm going there. It's my ambition. I think I'll get there. But yeah, and for people like me who really do not enjoy being out amongst, you know, the world, I mean, I can do it for 59 3/4 minutes. Then after that,
mm-hmm.
I need some downtime. And there's,
yeah.
I'm finding through this podcast and through networking with other entrepreneurs and online entrepreneurs in particular that a large number of us are true introverts. So it's a perfect time in our history, I guess, for us to kind of come out of the shadow and say, you know, we can work from home, we can work from anywhere, we can, you know, speak to our passion, and we can do it really well. So it's a great, you're right, it's a great time. So tell me, how did you get interested in LinkedIn? And I have to tell you, and this is the God's honest truth, I never paid much attention to LinkedIn. I was always more on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus until I started following you around. I went, ooh, I'm doing it wrong. So,
yeah. Well,
which kind of hurt
what,
my feelings.
No, you're in good company. That's pretty much everyone I talk to when I go around and do speaking and training on LinkedIn all over the country, including I did recently did a session in Nashville for some international best-selling authors and entrepreneurs, and they even were like, I didn't realize I could use LinkedIn this way. Like, it's such an eye-opener. And I really think it's just because LinkedIn, the company, as much as I love them, they just have not done a good job of educating the general public users what's possible on the site. And when you really get into what is possible on it, people get excited and people want to use it. And so that might be a good jumping off point for the whole story. But I mean, you know, really how I got interested to answer your question was back in 2012, I, like a lot of people, I was working a day job and I was unhappy and I wanted to launch my own business. And so what I did was I got one client. I wanted to open a marketing agency. I had one client, enough money for 30 days and a lot of ambition, right? And so I did it. I jumped and I opened my own small business working from home. And what I found was, of course, I needed to get business quickly. And I needed to do it online because I didn't have a big travel budget and I couldn't, you know, go all over the country and do trade shows or chase people around. I didn't want to spend all my time in coffee meetings and, you know, playing professional footsie with people and not knowing if it would lead to a gig or not. So I turned to LinkedIn. And the reason I did that back in 2012 was I had had some success just using it for jobs and getting hired and building a personal platform and personal branding. And I was really impressed with the quality of people on the network. And so long story short, when I was building my new business, within 90 days, just using LinkedIn to find potential clients, I was able to generate over six figures in revenue by myself in an upstairs bedroom with a wobbly folding card table, right? Like the typical internet entrepreneur story. But it worked, right? It really worked. And that was my light bulb moment with this network, was like, oh my gosh, this is a gold mine, right? And so what ended up happening was, you know, after I was able to win all that business for my small, you know, business, my little marketing agency, my clients who I found through LinkedIn said, hey, we were really impressed with the approach you took to find us. Can you do that for us? So I started training them how to get business using LinkedIn. And so now that's really morphed into where I am today, which is I just do full-time training and webinars and online courses about how to use LinkedIn to get clients, to generate sales and even revenue. And it's really, it's not focused on how to find a job. There's plenty of places to go to find that, but really understanding the power of LinkedIn for you as a business owner.
Well, and once I started kind of discovering that, I was actually hanging my head a bit going, how did I not know this? I mean, once you started pointing out, it was like, duh, you know, facepalm, duh, it's right there. but I have to say, I always kind of considered, you know, and I guess this is a bit of a snobby attitude, but I always considered, because I wasn't looking for a job, that it was more of a, it was kind of a stuffy atmosphere over there. I love what you just said, Mia, by the way, about professional footsie. That cracked me up. I wrote it down. But yeah, it just, it occurred to me, I guess because I was not, I don't guess, I know, because I wasn't using it anywhere close to properly. And to be very frank with you, I'm still not. It's on my New Year list of things that I must do, go through and really clean up my LinkedIn profile. And I've got a lot of little documents and folders where I've been jotting down ideas because I'm following you. I'm on your mailing list. So it's very definitely part of my rebrand for 2017. But I always looked at it, and I think a lot of people do as well. So, oh, you know, that's the suit and tie crowd. Do you kind of
right.
run into that attitude?
Yeah, yeah. Let me, I'll give you the lay of the land. So really where the opportunity lies and then kind of what the hurdles are we have to get over to really use this network well. I think the typical stereotype that I run into with LinkedIn is what you just said, Denise, which is, it's stuffy. It's just for job seekers or HR people, recruiters, and there's not really anything fun on there. And I'm not really going to get business from it. I set up a profile. I get these invites to connect. What do I really do with that, right? And on the flip side of that, here's the opportunity, right? LinkedIn is closing in on 500 million members, okay, 200 different countries. They add 2 new members to this network every single second of the day. And it is a professional crowd. People are not on LinkedIn to watch cat videos, right? Like, they're not on there.
See, that's my problem with it right there.
Yeah.
I want to see cat videos.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is where the good stuff comes in. People are on LinkedIn in business mode. And if you, as a service provider, a vendor, a freelancer, a virtual assistant, a salesperson, if you are looking for your ideal targeted audience, they're on LinkedIn. Let me give you an analogy. So if you were to walk into a networking event, right, and you had a big exhibition hall and there was hundreds of people in there, if you walked into a networking event and you looked over and in one corner there were a bunch of people wearing bright red T-shirts and on the front it said hospital CEOs, and then in the other corner there was people in bright blue T-shirts and it said virtual assistants based in San Francisco, and in a different corner you had people wearing bright yellow T-shirts and it said VP of Finance, Agriculture Industry. We live in New York. We went to this college, right? Like, if you had people sorted that well in real life, it would be easy to do business. It would be easy to break the ice. It would be easy to strike up conversations. It would be easy to find the exact people who need your products and service. And that's what LinkedIn does, right? If you understand how LinkedIn works, when you look at it, it's really this database of 500 million people that you can go in and search and create instantly for free lists of your ideal customers, your ideal clients. They're all there for you. And when you use LinkedIn this way to create a list of the exact type of people you need to sell to, you also have all the information you need to break the ice and start a conversation, right? Because everyone's LinkedIn profile tells you where they live, where they work, where they went to college. A lot of people list their hobbies, their interests. So I don't have to, you know, do a cold icebreaker thing. I know, like, when I invite you to connect, I know that you went to the University of Pittsburgh, and I know that you live in, you know, Philadelphia, and I know that you're a big fan of this team, and we can hit it off, and we can start a conversation the right way. The same way that we network and do business now. When I meet someone for coffee or meet someone at a networking event, it's, oh, where are you from? Where'd you go to school? What type of work do? What do you do away from work for fun? LinkedIn lays all that out for you. So now the way that you do this, especially if you're an introvert or someone like me that likes to work from home and not travel all the time, you can do these one-on-one personalized meetings at an enormous scale, right? LinkedIn is giving you this ability to instantly connect with, talk to, and bond with your ideal customers from the comfort of your laptop or your phone, right? And once you understand that opportunity, now we move into, oh, I can build an entire sales funnel using this network, right? My clients are there. My potential customers are there. I have an ability to connect with them personally and to engage them. Now, how do I sell to them? And this is really where the magic comes in because, again, everyone's there. They're in work mode. They're looking for certain things. And if you think about the other key element, Denise, that LinkedIn has set themselves up with is they want to be the one-stop shop for professionals worldwide. So, for instance, if you log into LinkedIn right now today, you can get news about your industry, right? You can read opinions of thought leaders and media publications in your specific industry. You can get online training classes because LinkedIn bought lynda.com, the online training company, for $2 billion and rolled all those courses into LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a freelance marketplace now where you can set out a shingle as a virtual assistant, and I can go in and look for a virtual assistant, and your name pops up, and you can give me a bid, and we can connect. LinkedIn will send you the leads, right? They're doing all these different things because they want professionals to use this site constantly for all their needs, right? And so the last big thing is Microsoft just bought LinkedIn, and the sale just went final recently for $26 billion. So now you have Microsoft behind this platform. They're not going anywhere. They're at the big kids' table, right? They're not a fad. They have Microsoft all in. supporting them and growing them. And so the opportunities are already enormous, and it's only going to get better. So, if you get nothing else from this podcast, you need to get into LinkedIn and get going, because you're missing an incredible opportunity.
And I have come to realize that. And I'll tell you who taught me that was Meredith Bell, our mutual friend Meredith Bell. God
yes!
bless her.
She's great.
Practically every podcast I have these days, her name comes up because she has introduced me to my guest. I mean, she's a marvelous connector. But she was telling me about you, and I was already familiar with you. I was following you, but not religiously, apparently. I was, just kind of, oh, that's interesting. But I wasn't really invested in it. And then she started just absolutely going down the line, going, Denise, did you know this? Did you know? And no, I did not. You've got to follow John Nima. I said, well, I do. She said, no, you've got to really follow him. So I took her seriously, as I tend to do with her. When she says something, she's very quiet, but when she says something, she means it, and I'm like, yes, ma'am. So I started really following you and following your webinars, and I just went, holy crap on a stick. I have done everything wrong with my LinkedIn profile, and I mean everything. And sadly, I'm a bit of a social media expert, so I shouldn't probably admit that on the radio, but I am. So, and the reason I'm admitting it is because I'm willing to learn. So here I am.
Yeah,
at your feet.
And
I
you're
want
not
to learn.
Unique. You're okay. not unique.
Oh, I'm hurt.
This is not your fault. This is LinkedIn's fault. 99% of profiles on LinkedIn are set up the wrong way.
You're right, because I go look at some of them and I'm like, I'm not getting anything out of this that makes me want to reach out and touch you. It's
right.
really kind of dry. It's really kind of boring. I'm moving on here. So tell us what we have to do right.
Right. So the number one thing is having a good foundation on LinkedIn, which, of course, is your personal profile. And the number one thing I teach, and really to go back to why so many LinkedIn profiles are not what they should be, is when LinkedIn first was created in the early 2000s, and really this stereotype has never gone away, people just assumed it was like an online version of your resume. Right, you just upload, here's where I work, and here's what I do, and here's honors and accolades, and I'm going to write it in the third person, so it's very dry and reads like a resume. Now, the problem with that from a sales perspective is, you just said it, your clients and your customers, they don't care about you, right? They care about themselves. Morning, noon, and dinner. I learned that from Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. When I log into LinkedIn and see Denise's profile, I could care less where you went to college and what awards you win. I want to know, how can you help me in my business solve this key problem? And so what I talk about with LinkedIn is make your profile client-facing. And what that means is you flip it upside down, and instead of a resume, your profile becomes all about a few different things. The audiences you serve, the services you provide, and then the benefit or, the award or reward that people get from working with you. So let me give you an example, a real-time example of this. I have a whole template I give away to people about how to do a great LinkedIn profile. Number one thing, first sentence of your LinkedIn profile. So write this down if you're listening. If you're driving the car, pull over, okay? Here's the one magic sentence that's going to get you on the right track with your LinkedIn profile. You start it out with what I do, and you put it all in capital letters because LinkedIn won't let you format text right now. You can't bold or italicize, but make it stand out, all capital letters, what I do. And then you write, colon, I help, and then you put in the name of your target audience that you serve. I help this audience achieve, and then you put in their goals. What are their goals? I help this audience achieve their goal by providing, and then you put in your product or service, right? So you could say, let's say you're a virtual assistant. I help busy entrepreneurs and small business owners reduce mundane tasks and increase their productivity by providing remote and on-demand virtual assistant services. How I do it. Having spent the past 5 years as a virtual assistant, I'm fluent in these programs, and I'm able to instantly help you put in the types of automation and tools and programs to reduce, annoying and repetitive tasks. Why it works, blah, 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 I save you this much time. what others say, and then you put in some client testimonials. Ready to talk? Reach out to me here on LinkedIn. Email me at this address. Call me. That's a client-facing profile for a virtual assistant. If I'm John Nemo, busy small business owner, and I need a VA, and I read that, I go, yeah, I'm a busy small business owner. I'd love someone to take the groundwork off my plate. Wow, look at what these clients are saying about this person. This is really good. I'm going to reach out. This is all about how my problem gets solved. It didn't read, I'm a virtual assistant, and I went to this college, and I used to work at this company, and blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that, right?
And I'm so really good. Hire me now. Yeah. I get it.
And so that's the key thing with the profile. That's step one of all my training is build that client-facing profile. And once you do that, like you said, Denise, then people are interested. When you're reaching out and talking to people and engaging, they see your profile and they see how you could help them. And really with LinkedIn, the riches are in the niches. Okay, the more you can hyper-target and hyper-focus on a specific type of audience, the more success you have. The other big mistake people make on LinkedIn is they try to be everything to everybody, right? So, for example, as a virtual assistant, well, yes, you could help everyone in the world, right? But really, I want to feel like you understand people that do what I do. So let me use an example from my own story. In 2012, when I went on my own, right, I had a marketing agency. Well, I could do marketing for anyone, anywhere. Every business needs help with marketing. But one of the best pieces of advice I got was be a big fish in a small pond. Use a niche approach at first. So I had worked in some different trade associations for my day jobs, one of which was debt collectors. You know, you don't always think of that. But I had done public relations for a debt collector trade association. So I was like, oh, okay, this is an audience that definitely needs help with PR. They definitely need help with marketing. And I can help these guys. So what I did in that first 90 days on LinkedIn was I went and connected to all the debt collection agency owners I could find. And my profile, the very first sentence said, you know, debt collection agency marketing services, what I do. I help debt collection agencies increase revenue, reduce complaints, and win new clients by providing collection industry specific marketing services, including website design, video marketing, blah, blah, blah. So when they read that, the debt collectors were like, oh, my gosh, he's our guy. He gets us. He works in our industry. Now, the reality is, of course, I got clients from other industries too, but for LinkedIn, see how powerful it is just to even focus on one niche audience. It's an incredible tool when you understand how to use it this way.
Absolutely. And what you're saying, I'm listening very intently because I'm not just a virtual assistant, online business manager. I'm also a web developer, and I create turnkey solutions much as you do. And what you're saying about a LinkedIn profile is what I'm constantly preaching to clients. No, they don't care if you have a computer science degree. No, they don't care if you're a doctorate of theology. They want you to cover their pain points and tell them immediately how you can help them. So basically, your LinkedIn, as far as what I'm hearing from you, is really your web page as well. It's essentially a sales page, not a resume. You know, you're reaching out to people and saying, this is what I do. This is how I can help you. Let's chat.
Here's a great example. One of my students, her name is Karen. She's in San Francisco. She's a web designer. And when she first started with me back in like 2013, 2014, she had the same thing of, well, I do websites for everybody, right? And how do I niche that on LinkedIn? And I said, well, who are your happiest customers? Where do you have some great testimonials? Where can you kind of look and see there's a trend of, you know, I've really had success in this little market? And she goes, oh, that's easy, construction. I do tons of stuff for construction companies. I've got three or four that love me, that will give me great testimonials. I'm like, great. You're now the construction website guru. Like, that's now your title on LinkedIn. Construction industry website design. Within 90 days, she was at 100% capacity. She literally had to turn people away because she immediately tapped in to a hungry audience who saw her profile, saw that it had their industry in mind. I help people just like you create websites that do this for your construction business. And she had specific testimonials from other construction agencies saying, boy, great job on the website, etc. It was fish in a barrel for Karen because it was easy. You see, she wasn't just running all over chasing anyone who needed a site because, again, people want to feel like you're going to get me. you're going to solve my problems.
Exactly.
You know my industry.
Right.
And once you approach it that way, really the floodgates open up.
It's true. And listen, once you get that potential client on the phone, you need to be able to tell them that you understand their pain points. You actually literally, and I mean this quite literally, you need to be able to consult with your clients. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that virtual assistants or web developers or those in, you know, the virtual service industries are just sitting at our keyboard or our phone waiting for instructions, when the truth is that most often our clients don't have a clue what they need. I mean, we really
right.
have to go deep and consult with them and you know, say, you know, let's try this. That's not working. You're paying for what? Why are you paying for that? You don't need that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to step into their business and really help them out. If we're not doing that, we're no good.
Here's an example, too, and this transitions into another great element of selling on LinkedIn. You've got to create some content and share that with your prospective customers. So here's another one I want people to write down. Content is currency. Okay, your content that you create and share is now your currency to buy the time and attention of prospects on LinkedIn. Another analogy is going fishing. If my, you know, when I first took my young boys fishing, they were so anxious, they would just drop a hook in the water and be like, "Dad, why aren't the fish biting?" And I'm like, "You didn't put any bait on it. You know, you got to put some bait on there. The fish isn't just going to swim over and put a hook in its own mouth." And so when you're on LinkedIn, this is another big mistake I see people make. They just assume people want to give us their time and attention. "Oh, how about a free call or a free this or free that? Like, can I have 5 minutes of your time?" No. No, I'm busy. Why should I, right? When you create some simple content aimed at a target audience that demonstrates your authority and your expertise, that opens up the door to buy their time and attention and to get their business. So, for example, let's carry forth the virtual assistant idea. If you created a blog post right now that said 3 ways your business can save 10 hours a week in 2017, right, and it was all about 3 key things that virtual assistants can do to help you save time on mundane tasks by helping you automate and use certain systems and things like that. Even better, what if you hyper-focused it and said 3 ways your small business can, or 3 ways your construction company can save 10 hours a week in 2017. Next, you go on LinkedIn and connect with all the construction company owners. After that, once you connect with a personal invite that says, "Hey, I noticed you live in Philadelphia, how's the weather," whatever, because LinkedIn does all that for you, you send them that piece of content as your second message. "Hey, so glad we connected, thought you'd find this helpful. I created a post, 3 ways your construction company can save 10 hours a week in 2017. Hope you find it useful, cheers." You're not asking for anything, you're not asking for money, you're not asking for time. What you are doing with that post is demonstrating your authority. "Wow, that's really good. I didn't think of that. Yeah, you know, we could do that. We could bring in somebody to save us and bring in these systems. And I haven't thought about a VA like that before. Huh. Oh, wait, the person who wrote it's a VA? Oh, wait, they have their own company? And there's a big button at the bottom that says, want to talk? Oh, great, let's hire them." That's how simple it is. That is honestly how simple it is. But people don't want to take that step. They just want a quick win. Well, why can't I just get them on the phone and try to sales pitch them? Right? You got to do some courtship. We've got to do some professional courtship. You've got to demonstrate.
Know, like, and trust. Exactly.
Yeah. Preach it. Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. And what about LinkedIn Pulse? I mean, I happen to love reading those articles. So how do you use those?
Yeah. So this is a great example. This is what I'm talking about. So you take a piece of content that you've created. It can be elsewhere. It can be just original to LinkedIn. But LinkedIn has a whole blogging platform called Pulse. Tons of articles are published every week, millions of users. And what's really powerful about LinkedIn Pulse is LinkedIn, the platform itself, indexes and saves every single article published. And it functions like a big search engine. So if you think of LinkedIn like Google for professionals, every time a professional logs into LinkedIn and types how to hire a virtual assistant or virtual assistant tips or how to save time, LinkedIn immediately scans the millions of articles and updates for those keywords, right? And your article surfaces and pops up like a Google result. And once you publish it, your members, your connections see it, right? And you can promote it and you can share it. And that's how you generate warm lead. And so what happens is you publish on LinkedIn, you have a great headline, you appeal to an audience, you solve a problem, you put a call to action at the bottom which says, want to learn more, you know, reach out to me here or get my free ebook or whatever your next step is in your sales funnel. But also what happens is LinkedIn gives you analytics and data on who viewed your post. So LinkedIn will tell you, these 23 people liked your post. Here's their names, their faces, and their occupations. Would you like to talk to them? Yeah. You know, like, you kidding? They're warmed up. Like, those 23 or 30 people that liked or engaged with your content, to actually see them and be able to say, you know, hey, thanks so much for liking my post. Would love to connect and learn more about what you're up to. They're warmed up, right? You have context for a conversation. It's not a cold call to pick up the phone and call these people. It's a warm call. They're already excited to hear from you because they were already signaling you through LinkedIn, I really liked what Denise had to say in that post. That was really helpful to me. That helped my business. So those are warm leads for you, right? And now, you know, one of the things they teach inside the training is there's all these automation tools, third-party automation programs that help you do this at scale. So you don't have to do this one at a time. You can use different scripts and different automation systems to message all these people, right? Did you know that people follow you on LinkedIn? There are people you're not connected to who click a button and say, I want to know every time Denise does an update or a post because I'm really interested in her. Well, wouldn't you want to connect with those people and talk to them and see if they want to do business, right? Like, this is the power of this network. And again, people just don't understand all these tools are there, right? LinkedIn just hasn't done a good job teaching us how to use these.
Why haven't they hired you to train them? They may be your next target.
People are like, do you have stock or what you doing? Like, no, I'm an evangelist for this network because of what it's done for me and my business and what I've seen it do for hundreds of students now for the last 4 or 5 years. And it's just incredible how easy it is. And I'm a huge person on time, right? Like, my big passion, 3 kids and my wife, and I work from home. I want to have as much family time as I can. And so now I don't have to drive all over town doing one-on-one coffee meetings and playing professional footsie, right? Somebody just emailed me yesterday and said, would you drive across town 40 minutes to our business, consult with us, give us some free advice, and tell us why we should hire you for LinkedIn training? And I'm like, no. No, why? Like, why would I waste my time when there's 500 million people on LinkedIn I can engage and talk to? And in fact, there's 50 people that just liked the blog yesterday who are CEOs and VPs of finance who might pay me thousands of dollars to fly into a workshop. They're already warmed up. I'm not going to waste my time with you. Like, and not being mean or rude, just like, this is the power of this network, is you don't have to waste time. You go and you find people who want to talk to you, right? And then you build a relationship, know, like, and trust. It's a professional network, yes, but you can use personal branding. You can share your story, your photo, who you are. People get to know you and like you. You can share video on LinkedIn. You can embed video, podcasts, all of it, so that people really get connected to you. You know, and I've had people follow me for over a year, buy products out of the blue that I didn't even know they were there, right? Just because, oh, I've been following you for quite a while. I read all your stuff. I'm like, I didn't even know. You know, but when the time was right for them, you know, that along with, of course, the quick wins you get just from, you know, connecting with people at the right time. But, yeah, I could talk about this all day, but, man, I love it.
I can hear your passion, truly. And I'm actually excited now because LinkedIn, and I was listening to you just a little bit ago thinking, oh, my gosh, I've got multiple clients I do social media for, and I do a much better job on their LinkedIn page than I do on my own. Isn't that always the truth? You know, cobbler's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just that I was listening going, oh, my gosh, how much time will I need to, and I was mentally calculating, how much time will I need to spend on all of their accounts and mine? And, well, there went my day. But then you said the magic words. You know, there are applications and, you know, different things that you can do. So my next question is on you personally, on your business, about how much time do you spend in LinkedIn every day on average?
Yeah, my entire business runs through LinkedIn, and I probably spend 15 minutes a day.
No way.
Because I use all automation. Yes, so let me tell you.
Oh.
So I'm going to give your audience, your loyal listeners, a super secret tool. It's called Lin Mail Pro. You can look it up, or if you go to my website, I've got links to it everywhere, LinkedInRiches.com. This is a third-party automation tool that automates everything. So here's an example of how it works. Say I want to connect with CEOs in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I live, right? I want to start building relationships and eventually selling them a product. I can go on LinkedIn's powerful search engine. I can type in CEO and filter results by Minneapolis. LinMail Pro will let me automatically send a one-on-one personal invite to 100 CEOs right away that says, hey, Joe, hey, Barbara, hey, Steve, hey, Fred, came across your profile here on LinkedIn, would love to connect. I see you live in Minneapolis, too. Hope you're not freezing to death. You know, cheers. Look forward to connecting. Right? That's a one-on-one personal invite I just did in 30 seconds, and it runs automatically. Okay, now I can use that same shortcut tool, and I've got 9,000 connections now, and I sort them all into segmented audiences. So, like, for instance, I have 1,000 business coaches sorted and tagged inside of LinkedIn. So whenever I want to market to that group, I create some content. So like I have a free ebook, right? Ultimate Resource Guide for Business Coaches and Consultants, a free ebook, okay? So I go on LinkedIn and I immediately can load those 1,000 connections of mine into this automation tool, and it will send them through LinkedIn's inbox a one-on-one personal message where it inserts their name, just like an email program. Hey, Joe. Hey, Nancy. Hey, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Just created a new resource for coaches. Thought you might find it helpful. If you want to check it out, here's a link to download the ebook. Have a great day. Cheers. And then it sends 900 messages for me while I'm out drinking coffee. Okay. That amount of time saved is incalculable to me, right? But here's what happens.
Yeah.
When I do that, that builds my network at scale, and that starts those one-on-one conversations at scale. And then the 15 minutes I spend is reading through the replies. Ooh, Joe replied and said, hey, I looked at your profile. I was impressed. Do you do workshops? We should talk. Like, we want to bring you in. Yep, I'm calling him, right? Or Fred says, hey, that's really interesting. Do you have any online training? Yep, here you go. Here's a webinar. And Nancy says, wow, thanks. I'll pass this along to my boss. Okay, great. You know, thank you. And I have a VA that helps me even further sift through the responses with, you know, just forwarding me the immediate leads, and then she handles everything else of, oh, you want another resource? Here's a free book. Oh, you want another resource? Here's a free video training. Or, oh, that's, you know, here's your standard thing if someone wants you to drive across town and give free advice. You know, like I have a script for that. You know, a polite script saying no way. But that tool saves me hundreds of hours a month because, again, it's personalized and automated. And that's really a magic formula because back in the old days, 2012, I had to do this by hand, right? I had to open up 50 CEO profiles, and I had to look at each one and look where they lived and try to find something personal. Now with the automation tool LinMail Pro and, you know, LinkedIn, I can do it. And that's what I have inside my training, right, is all the scripts and you know, tutorials, but it's so simple. And this is really where then you do this at scale and you get the warm leads, right? And then you just spend your time on LinkedIn kind of cultivating what's warm, what's hot, people coming inbound to you versus just chasing all over. And that way you've got a system in place where your outbound lead generation, you know, is done automatically, and then you just look at what's coming in and reply to whatever is hottest by phone call, follow-up. And my big thing there is, get them off of LinkedIn and get them onto the phone, or get them off of LinkedIn and get them onto your website, your email list, right? Keep them moving through your sales funnel. But this is the power of really understanding this network and the automation factor, too, that you can do amazing stuff.
I'm just almost speechless. I mean, I follow you. I read your stuff.
Mind blown.
And I'm sitting here going, crumb, how did I not know some of these things? So guess what I'm doing over the holiday? I'm really working on my LinkedIn profile. But, you know, it's how in the world did you – I mean, I know you needed a system. How did you choose LinkedIn? Was it just because, you know, that's where you thought your audience lived? I mean, how did you really kind of come into this? It doesn't sound like it happened by happenstance.
No, I really – you know, I had used LinkedIn – since the early days. And it was a real lifesaver for me with my career and getting job offers. And I just saw the power of it as a personal branding platform So even when I worked for other employers, I was always building out my LinkedIn profile because I would get recruited and I'd get noticed. And so I was like, this is such a good platform. And so when I opened my own business, you know, I didn't think of Facebook. I didn't think of Twitter. I didn't think of YouTube. I thought, where are people hanging out? And it's a professional setting. People are there in a suit and tie looking for business. Well, it's LinkedIn, right? And I knew,
right,
having spent enough time on the platform, it's not just a job site. Like, the other thing was, too, this was the big eye-opener, Denise, was there were no gatekeepers. Like, the old-school way of trying to get to talk to a CEO of a debt collection agency was calling the front desk, right? Or
go to the assistant who is trained to,
go through the assistant
never let you through.
Trained to stop.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
But
that's her job.
The CEO has a private personal account on LinkedIn. And the moment he accepts my invite, I have direct one-on-one access to him. And his LinkedIn account is connected to his personal home email or his personal work email. So he sees my messages, right? And if I connect and message and do it the right way, not spammy, not salesy, not sleazy, he responds and he engages and he's impressed. And the other advantage, too, is people aren't doing it this way on LinkedIn. So you will stand out when you go direct to your ideal customer. And again, if you are really targeting the right people and you've got a client-facing profile, I'm going to be delighted to hear from you. You're going to help me. Even your free content will help me. Why wouldn't I want to hear from you? Meredith Bell is a perfect example. Every time she sends me something, I know there's value, right? You should be on Denise's show. You two will hit it off. Or you should really, you know, talk to this person, or this person, you know, might teach you something about video marketing. You might want to check out their free course. Like, she's a connector. She's always sending value. So guess who I recommend when people are asking for someone to connect? You know, like, go talk to this person. So there's this currency that goes back and forth. And the platform, really, the big advantage still today is true, is there's no gatekeepers. You go right to your end customer, right to them, connect, talk one-on-one, and, you know, you can hyper-personalize the interaction because you can look at their profile and see where do they live, where did they go to college, what are their hobbies, where do they volunteer. It's very easy then to have a conversational, fun, personal relationship, you know, and you'll be amazed. I'll tell you one quick story of how I call it my $10,000 invite. So I took one instance of this when I was starting my business. I was trying to connect with debt collection agency owners, and I saw one that he lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and all I could see from his profile that was personal was he went to the University of Pittsburgh, the college there, okay, and he went during the mid-1980s. And I just tapped into my own knowledge and thought, well, how could I personalize an interaction with this guy? And I'm like, well, okay, Pittsburgh University, I'm a big sports fan. What do I know about that university during the 80s? Oh, send it in Jerome. They had this famous basketball play. So what happened was, during the time that this guy was at college at Pittsburgh, there was a famous play where the Pittsburgh basketball team was playing on national TV. A guy named Jerome Lane went up to dunk the basketball to score 2 points, and the whole glass backboard shattered, right? They had to stop the game. Like, it was just craziness, right? The whole crowd went berserk, and the announcer on TV yelled, "Send it in, Jerome, send it in." Like, it was this big moment, right? And I remembered, oh, that happened during the years that this guy was at Pitt. So when I invited him on LinkedIn, I said, hey, wanted to connect here on LinkedIn. Also, I noticed you went to Pittsburgh during the 80s. Do you remember "Send it in, Jerome"? Thinking, well, he probably at least heard the phrase, you know. So he writes back within 30 seconds, okay, and says, "I was at the game." Wow. Like, he had immediately remembered everything. He was at the game, right? And so he's like, "I was there. It was insane." And so then I message him back and immediately said, "Oh, then I bet you'll love this." And I found the YouTube video of the dunk. And then he's like jumping around, showing everyone at his office the video. And then, of course, he was intrigued by me. So he went and looked at my LinkedIn profile, which was client-facing. And remember, I hadn't tried to sell or do anything at this point. I just said, "Hey, I saw you went to Pittsburgh. Let's connect. You remember this funny play?" Well, he goes and looks at my profile, which says debt collection marketing, debt collection marketing. I help debt collectors. Here's how I help them. And he then immediately messaged me and goes, "Hey, I looked at your profile. You look like the perfect guy for us. We were just about to put out a bid for social media marketing. Can we have a phone call tomorrow?" Had a phone call the next day, got a $10,000 contract. That simple, right? Like, you know, and I remember when I went back and was auditing my client list at the end of that year, with that particular client, I said, well, what was it that really wanted, you know, helped us win your business? Was it our website? Was it our samples? You know, what was it? Was it, you know, this or that? And he goes, no, it was send it in Jerome. Like, it was just, you just immediately, we had a connection. I felt
connected.
Like I could like you.
Right.
We felt connected. You got known around the office as the send it in Jerome guy, you know, like, and he, of course, he was feeling great, right? Because I had connected with him around his passions, something he loved. And then, oh, by the way, I could also help him from a business perspective. And yeah, I delivered a great product or a great service to win and keep his business. But the idea is simple. It was simple personal bond, a simple personal connection to start the relationship. Everyone knows this. We're human beings. It goes a long way. If you come to me and say, hey, John, I know you're a huge dog person, and I see pictures of Rosie, your dog. Tell me about her. We're going to become best friends because I won't stop talking about my stupid dog, right? But I will like you because you like dogs too, and now we're friends. And tell me more about yourself. And, oh, you can help me in business? Okay, let's talk. Like, it's so simple when you think about it. And that's why I love LinkedIn, because it allows you to do that quickly and at scale, and that's really a powerful thing.
See, and it's a natural progression. I wish people would stop and think about how they're behaving online on LinkedIn and Facebook and wherever. I mean, just stop and put it in, you know, a day-to-day perspective. You would not walk into my living room if I opened the door and allowed you in my living room. You would not, if you had any sense and wanted to live, grab me by my collar and instantly try to sell me anything. You just wouldn't do it, right?
yeah.
I mean,
it's common sense, yeah.
Oh, I know, but you would think, right? But I see it on Facebook, I see it on LinkedIn, and that really kind of leads me down my next question. What is the absolute wrong thing to do? I mean, obviously just going, oh, hey, by the way, my name is Denise Griffiths. You know, I want to sell you a website. Call me. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The biggest mistake.
So what are the worst things that people do?
Yeah. So the worst thing would be trying to marry somebody on the first date, right? Like, there needs to be some courtship, okay? We all want to get to the bottom line. We all want to win business, okay? But your ask, whatever you're asking of a prospect, has to be in direct proportion to the amount of trust you have earned. Okay, so let me break that down. If you write a really good blog post, and your prospect enjoys it, a natural ask, the amount of value you've earned, might be to get them on a webinar, might be to get them to download your ebook. It's probably not to get them to do a $10,000 workshop, right? It just isn't. Now,
probably not.
If I gave you 8 hours of free consulting and helped you rewrite your whole profile and won you some new clients, then my ask could be a lot bigger. Hey, can you introduce me to that millionaire friend of yours? Right, and sing my praises because I just helped you, right? So the amount of trust you earn has to be directly, you know, in proportion to the value you've brought so far. So that's why I say content is currency. So many people make the mistake of, well, we're connected, now I can pitch you. And I'm going, I don't know you, I don't like you, I don't trust you. So I need to get to know you, I need to get to like you. That's where that personal element comes in, the send it in Jerome story and where do you live and I see you like dogs or whatever. That's the know and like part. The trust part is your content. You need to prove to me, Denise, that you're really good. Anyone can claim authority, demonstrate it. Much harder to do. And there's a lot of people out there claiming they're LinkedIn trainers, okay? How many are demonstrating it? How many are giving you real tips, real quick wins, templates, free ebooks, free video training? That's how I demonstrate authority. That's what you need to do as a listener to win that business. And it doesn't have to be super hard, and it's not rocket science, and you don't have to go super deep into the weeds, but it's a proven model in today's marketplace of earn the ask, right? Use some free content, some free tips, do a free Q&A if you want, whatever it is. But that's a big mistake, is people are asking for a sale too soon, or they're asking for more than they've earned. It's not hard for me to ask you to sign up for a free ebook or a webinar if I've just given you some really good tips in a blog, right? And that's what works. So I would definitely say that's the biggest mistake, along with not having a client-facing profile. Again, having a self-facing or all-about-me profile, you'll be dead in the water, no matter how much outreach you do on LinkedIn. You know, like Denise said earlier, people are going to look at your profile and go, oh, whatever, I'm not interested in that. I don't care. What's in it for me, right? So So step one would be having a client-facing profile. Step two would be personalizing your interactions and targeting the right people. And step three would be earning their trust, bringing some value first, giving them free analysis. If you're a web designer and you want to go after a big fish, send them a little, you know, five-minute screen recording where you go through their website on your computer and say, hey, I'm just looking at your current website. Just a couple thoughts. I'm going to use my drawing tool here to show you. If you could move this opt-in box up to the top, we found with our clients that improves opt-ins 58%. And, you know, one thing here that we found is, you know, these colors tend to convert better. And I know you've got this here, but have you thought about this? And I noticed your mobile, you know, layout isn't user-friendly. And we found that 70% of people now access your site the first time on a mobile phone. These are some things I want to give you some tips. Hopefully it'll help you. Cheers, you know. Curious to hear what you think. Like, that's bringing value. You're using your expertise to basically tell me my website sucks and you can design a better one, right? Like, and I'm going to be like, wow, you've already invested in me. I'm going to invest in you, right? And it's not anything super hard for you to do because that's your wheelhouse. You're good at it. You can look at a website and within 2 minutes tell me 10 things to fix.
Exactly. You know what I've noticed, John, though, and I don't know if this is a trend that I'm just noticing or if it's something that's kind of birthing itself right now, but I'm noticing, you said gatekeepers earlier, which kind of brought it to mind. I'm noticing particularly in both of my worlds, the virtual assistants industry and the web development industry, that these small business owners are throwing up barriers by not really allowing people to get on the phone with them. You know, they're wanting you to jump through hoops and fill out these forms, and I don't do it that way. You know, and just give you an example, I'm referred. My business is largely 100%, well, not largely, it's 100% referred. I do no advertising. I've just got, you know, great clients who constantly refer me. And I picked up a client, and this is going to be a big, big, big deal, big client. And she called me election day, and we spoke for 2 hours and 36 minutes. It was a great conversation. But about midway, she said, okay, I understand that you don't want to necessarily build up my website right now. And I was explaining to her, you don't know what you need just yet. There's no point in starting a build until you figure out who your audience is, what your message is, what you're going to be, you know, training. I mean, there's a lot of steps. We have to architect this before we can build it. And about midway, she said, so since you're telling me that I'm not ready to hire you right now, I'm guessing that you will consult with me. And I said, absolutely. She said, what do I need to pay you? And I told her, and she said, I mean, she asked me, she said, how do I work with you? I want to work with you, even if we don't build a darn thing for the next 3 months. So we have weekly phone calls. She's paying me a substantial amount. She's going to be working with me for the next 12 to 24 months to build a business from the ground up. But she came to me and said, how do I pay you? How do I work with you? And that's how you do it, right? I mean, you create that know, like, and trust. And you make sure that they understand that you're not just going, you know, pay me and thanks. You know, that's not how you do business.
And one of the ways I did this with my business to get it to a higher level was I reached out to some A-list people. People like Chris Brogan and John Lee Dumas and others. And I actually just emailed them out of the blue, or LinkedIn messaged them, I should say, and said, hey, I want to write your profile for free. I'm gonna rewrite your, I'm a LinkedIn guy. I'm a LinkedIn trainer. This is all I do. I think I can do a good job. If you don't have to do any work. You don't have to lift a finger. I'm going to just use everything from your website. I follow you. I'm going to try, and if you like what you see, you can use it, and if you don't worry about it. I got to earn it. And inevitably, in almost every case, they loved what I did, and it ended up leading to them putting me on their podcast and them promoting me.
Right.
But I did 10 hours of work first on their profiles, and I didn't ask for anything up front, and I never have charged those guys a dime. Because the win for me was being in front of their audiences, right? And then turning them into testimonials. And people say, well, how did you get Chris Brogan and Jerick Robbins and John Lee Dumas to promote you? And I'm like, I earned it. I didn't just go and ask them to. Like, I went and rewrote their whole profile from the ground up. I applied my expertise first, and then when they were happy and were like, how can I return the favor, then I had earned the right to ask them for something. And so And, you know, the last thing I was going to say about that story was interesting was they said, several of them said to me, I know tons of LinkedIn experts. None of them have ever offered to do that. Whoa, right? Like, see, you can be unique. Like, nobody wanted to do the work. Everyone
right.
wanted them to promote them as LinkedIn trainers, but nobody wanted to actually give them anything in advance. And so that's how I built these rock-solid relationships with A-list people who are going to help me get to a higher level, because now people go, whoa, you're the guy that wrote this best-selling author's profile? Well, then you must be good at what you do. Yeah, right. So, I mean, that's – you just demonstrated it too, is you demonstrate that value and people are willing to pay for it or promote you or introduce you to others.
Exactly, and you're approaching it from a very human perspective. Yes, it's business, but you are using a vast amount of common sense and just knowledge of human nature. And I think that's where a lot of mistakes are made with people. They may be the best at what they do. No question, some of them are. But their approach can use some work. You know, they need to kind of humanize their approach and say, you know, I may spend 2 hours and 36 minutes on the phone, and it may all come for naught, which is not true, by the way. You learn a great deal during these discovery calls. I mean, you can learn if you want to work with this person. You can just go, oh, my gosh. I mean, I had some light bulb moments. If we don't work together, thank you for the knowledge that you shared. I mean, there's just so much good about doing it that way. Yeah, you're not going to make any money in the near short term, and you may never pick this person up as a client. But it's like throwing that rock in the pond. You've got those ever-widening concentric circle, right? Something is
mm-hmm.
happening. Something's going on. And I think a lot of people don't see that because they're looking at numbers instead of the human component.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave you with this quote because I know our time is about to run out. But Dale Carnegie, one of the best books I've ever read, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Here's what he said back in 1936. About 15%, 15% of your financial success is due to your technical knowledge. About 85% of your financial success is due to what I call human engineering, to have personality and ability to engage and lead other people. So, like, that is a great note to finish on, because that's what I'm talking about with LinkedIn, what you're talking about with winning business. 85% of it is being a human being and understanding what people want and how to help them get it and being honest and being transparent and understanding that. And, yes, the technical skill matters, but that's, you know, the mistake people make is thinking that those numbers are flipped around. So definitely something to walk away with.
This has been a brilliant conversation. I am so excited to finish up 2016 with you as my final guest of the year. Thank you. This has been illuminating, and I promise you, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to send you an email and say, would you look at my LinkedIn profile? I'm going to do a screenshot before and after so you can see that I took all of your lessons to heart and employed them.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me on, Denise. It was a blast.
Oh, it has been a pleasure. And wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a New Year's filled with many blessings.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you. Listen, everybody in the chat room, the show will be available for download in just a few minutes. And you can also find us in iTunes. Just type in our name, Denise Griffiths and John Nemo, and I will see you next week. John, thank you again.
Thanks.
You can find Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com or at gottagovirtualnow.com. Thank you for joining us on your Partner in Success Radio.